Introducing you to the spiritual sequence of the name Animalach, officially on the new moon. On Saturday, the 14th of October, 2023, we begin the cycle of reading the book of Genesis in the Bible, as you understand from the astrology. Because we say the sun is in Libra, it means Earth is viewed from the sun, we are in Aries. And again, this is a very fundamental principle of both Judaism and of all, and I use the word all, the ancient religions, and that is, we, planet Earth, we're not the center of the solar system. We're not the center of attraction. We're not the center of everything. We worship something external to ourselves, something bigger than ourselves. And the more that you worship something bigger than yourself, the more that you have an understanding of something bigger than yourself, is the bigger your mind is. When, for example, you were a child and you, I want to be wealthy, I want to have lots of money. You imagine lots of money being, what, $500, $1,000? Because that's all your mind could perceive. You might have said, I want to be a millionaire, but you didn't have an understanding of what money, the value of money is, and what money could purchase. When you get older, you have a bigger perception of money. When you see NASA and Hubble Space Telescope, you now have a perception of our solar system. Even though Jupiter looks like a very small dot in the sky at the moment, you know it's huge. It's 300 times the size of Earth. So when we have a perception and when we see things bigger than ourselves, then we believe in something bigger. When you believe in miracles, the only reason you can believe in a miracle is because it's either happened to you or it's happened to somebody that you know. So when somebody has been cured of cancer, you now believe in that miracle energy. How did it happen? Well, I just simply prayed. I lit a candle and I prayed. It happened. So when you've seen a miracle, heard a miracle from others, then you start to believe in miracles. But more importantly, when you've had a miracle happening to yourself, and a miracle is something you didn't plan for, you didn't expect, but it just happened. You know, it's an act of destiny. When you just fell in love with somebody, love at first sight. When those of you like myself have moved home from one country to another, one place to another, and you just fell in love with the apartment, you didn't know how long I was going to live here for, but I just fell in love with it. Then now in hindsight, always the key word is in hindsight, we always see the acts of destiny. We often, when we're living it, we don't always see what we're going through. We have an experience, but only a year later, 2 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, you then see in hindsight all the things which were acts of destiny. And hence the pages that I've now completed for the first three secrets of the Naaman Melech for each of the star signs defines in hindsight. As we get older and older, we can see in hindsight good relationships, bad relationships, good people, bad people. The miracles in hindsight, it was a miracle. That's the giggling energy. That's the laughing energy. And that's why the Jewish New Year is now. It's a moment of reflection of the miracles that have happened to you, for you, and because of you. Unfortunately, and I want to say it because there's a couple of readers I've heard from recently, they get a miracle, they're living the miracle right now. In other words, they've moved home, they're living the miracle right now, and they're still complaining. They want more, they want more, they want more, they want this to happen, they want that to happen. They're not enjoying living in the miracle. Unfortunately, the greedy energies, and it's not a matter of expansion of mind, it's a bunch of greedy energy. They can never say thank you. And when people who can never say thank you for something that they receive, therefore they're not enjoying the miracle. And a miracle is the energy of pure positive energy. With people's complaining energy and ingratitude, they then destroy their own miracle. And that's why things go wrong for them. They get a miracle of falling in love with somebody, but then they complain about it. Well, it's not happening quick enough. It's not this, it's not and then the person starts to fall out of love with them. We have to know it's destiny's timetable. And destiny has a timetable. When things are about to change, we know there's a timetable for change. When we try to push things according to what we have got the urge for, sometimes we have to accept there's a destined pathway. And therefore, the message for the, like we talk about the last parsha is actually read on the Jewish festival now of this Saturday, on the what is it, the whatever is it, October. I'm not reading at my calendar at the moment. I'm reading from the book. Let's look at the English date when it is on the Saturday, the 7th of October, 7th and the 8th of October. Simchas Torah is the conclusion of the Bible, book of Deuteronomy, that is read on Simchas Torah, and we begin the first paragraph of the first half chapter. chapter of Genesis. Also, in order to, as a preview for what's coming on Saturday, the 14th of October, which is the new moon in Libra. So the definition of all our lives is to be grateful, to be happy with what we've got. And you can't, when you talk about Libra energies, the sun in Libra, we're talking about the sides of the scales. You can't force somebody to be grateful. You can't force somebody to be happy. You can't force somebody to say, when you've had it, you give something to your children or you've seen your children receive something from them, then you force your child to say thank you. Say thank you to grandpa. Say thank you to grandma for what they've done for you. Say thank you say thank you to that stranger who's given you something. Say thank you. When somebody's forced to say thank you, it's not natural. When somebody instinctively knows just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When people know how to say v'zoisa brucho, that's what the translation is, v'zoisa brucho, if you know how to say, you know how to say thank you because you're a grateful person, then automatically it will flow. Sometimes in midlife, we go through a transformation, and that's what this year's astrological energies of Pluto leaving Capricorn now going into Aquarius is about the transformative energy. You want to make a change in your life. The person that needs to change first is you, me, Johnny Waxman, and you as you yourselves. When you make the change, then automatically your world around you changes. When you make a positive change inside you to be grateful for life, automatically, it's like when you see a light, you don't see the darkness anymore. When you're happy with life, happy-go-lucky with life, you don't see the complainers. I hear from complainers from time to time, but I don't listen to them anymore. It doesn't affect me anymore. I don't give a shit about them anymore. I really don't learn not to care less. You don't care less about darkness when you're living in light. You don't care less about, you know, we talk about love is blind. Love is blind to people's faults, because when you're in love with somebody, you don't see the faults. You only see the goodness. When you're in love with life, you only see the goodness of life. You don't see the negative sides of life. There is negative in the world. I will admit there's negative in life, but we don't see it. We don't focus on it. People who focus on their problems, they believe that they are the center of the universe, the center of planet Earth. And when they focus on their own problems, they only attract more problems to happen to them because of them and for them. When you imagine, when you know for a fact that the Earth is spinning around, I think I said it in one of the audios, 67,000 miles per hour, Earth is orbiting the sun. That's the speed that the planet Earth is going. We are orbiting the sun at such a speed. And when we know that the sun is holding it all together, the sun is that energy, that's a fire energy that is created by God. Somebody created it. And I believe, is to be the divine energy, the creator of our solar system and beyond our solar system. So when we know that we're worshipping and thinking and believing in something bigger than ourselves, then our mind can expand. When you believe in miracles, you're believing in something bigger than yourself, because you can't make a miracle, I can't make a miracle, but life, destiny, God Almighty, the invisible energies around us can make miracles. And when we believe that the invisible energy can make miracles, then we believe in miracles. When you've seen miracles happen to you, then you believe in the invisible energy. Now, the Earth, the three Earth star signs, that is Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. Capricorn is, of course, the star sign of destiny. Taurus is a star sign of sensory energies, earthly manifestations of things that happen in real life. And the Virgo energies, which we'll have Venus going into Virgo on Monday, the 9th of October. Virgo, these earthly energies define believing in the manifestation of Yeshma Ayin, something from nothing. And something from nothing is a miracle. When you believe in the invisible energy that can create something, you know it's doing it. The sunshine, we know that it shines its light on the plants, on the leaves, and then it creates the fruits and vegetables. So we know there's photosynthesis in it, but it's actually creating it. It's actually working. When the sun shines on you and me tomorrow morning, then we know that it's creating something for us. It's that light that's doing something. Sometimes it's an invisible energy that you just don't understand what it is. It's a solar panel energy, you could say. It's just the energy that we're receiving. When we believe in the invisible energy of creating something from nothing, we are now ready to believe in Genesis, the beginning of the beginning, the beginning of reading the Bible on the 14th of October, the beginning of the new cycle now of Naim HaNimelech Spiritual Secrets, the Jewish calendar, the beginning of course, the new moon in Libra on the 14th of October is a new moon in Libra. It's the creation of something from nothing. When you believe in astrology, you've been following it for long enough, so you know that Venus is going into Virgo on the 9th of October. You know that Mars is going into Scorpio on the 12th of October with no planets in Scorpio. There's a new moon, and with Pluto going direct on the 10th of October, Pluto direct at 27 degrees of Capricorn going into Aquarius, we know from the logical energies of what astrology defines, we know that at least four changes of energies are going to be happening next week. So we know something's going to happen. What exactly is going to, how it manifests, how it changes, what it does, I don't know. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a Kabbalist. I can't work it out. But I know that Venus in Virgo will oppose the Saturn in Pisces, which means that all of us on planet Earth come directly in between. And that new moon conjunction, triple conjunction, will there's moon, new moon, sun, and Mercury in Libra, triple conjunctions, will create something from nothing. And then the Mars in Scorpio is coming from nothing. And the Pluto getting its energy back again, now going on a one-way journey into Aquarius. Again, it's going to put us all on the right track, back on track, on good form, with a deep, deep felt clarity deep inside each and every one of us. So the essence of what I've explained on the changes that are going to be happening is about us feeling, not only feeling the changes, but feeling it in real life. Because, you know, when we forget things, it means that it wasn't a meaningful day. Our mind, body, and soul wasn't present together. Our body might have been present on planet Earth. Our mind might have been thinking of something else. Our soul was somewhere else completely. But when we got mind, body, and soul together, and something actually changes in real life, then we will never, ever forget that. So hopefully this week, on the 9th of October, the 10th of October, the 12th of October, the 14th of October, the week ahead, you'll see something change, and it will be a date with destiny. You'll remember it because, well, Mars in Scorpio as well, I should say, it will form a trine to Saturn in Pisces at 1 degree on the 12th and 13th and 14th of October. So again, there's lots of energy going to happen. What it actually changes into, what it actually reveals itself, and what you feel, the feelings that you feel inside, that'll be a memorable moment of what exactly happens. The coincidence of life, what actually happens in real life, that will make you feel, oh, wow, that's how to remember that. And you feel it. The reason why I've reconstructed what I did on the website many years ago from the teachings of Naim HaNimelech, is because the Naim HaNimelech fundamentally is just simple. It's one of the easiest Jewish books to read because it's just straightforward. It's a straightforward spiritual secret. And one of the secrets I want to talk about now, just the taste of what's coming, and that is your feet. Your feet. Now, women are much better at it than men. And men, when we just come out the shower or we're walking around barefoot, we get the message. But feet, all your feet have got senses. All your toes and your feet have got senses because, for example, when you walk barefoot on a tiled bathroom or tiled kitchen floor, it's cold. You feel it. You feel it. But feet have got senses. And when we don't feel our feet, when we don't feel, use our feet to feel the senses, we're not grounded on planet Earth. And this is one of the reasons I think when the Buddhist people, the Hindu people, when they're in temple, they go to temple, and the Muslims as well, when they go to praying, they take their shoes off. They have bare feet to make sure that they've grounded. They're feeling God's energy, but they also want to feel the earthly, and they want to be grounded on planet Earth. It's like an announcement of grounding themselves, mind, body, and soul, grounding. Naim HaNimelech talks about it, and it's about not just being in your head about life, in your thought or your imagination, but being grounded in real life. And being grounded means the manifestation of your destiny. That destiny is your relationships, your new relationships, your connections, your business connections, your flow of prosperity, your flow of money into your life, the flow of life energy that makes you enjoy this journey of life.